Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Monday on Dukes and Bell. We were talking about the Memphis Grizzlies trading Desmond Bane to the Orlando Magic. And Mike mentioned, you know, if we, and meaning not us, but like if the Hawks were potentially shopping Trey, and they're not. We're not telling you that. But what would be the haul?
Right.
Desmond Bane's a really good player. He's not a star or elite player that has carried a team in this league. Listen, when Ja was suspended or he was out, Desmond Bane still got his 20. But he wasn't carrying Memphis and making that kind of a difference. But I will say this, Mike. Orlando's, they're coming. Because that's a really good, talented team. Right. And I think they just added a piece that they were missing. And I feel like now, if you talk about, and this is what I said weeks ago. Did I not say this, Atlanta? Let's go all in. This is what Orlando sees is exactly what I said about the Hawks. The East is weak. It's gettable.
And I mean, Boston's going to be resetting. The Knicks are going to have a new – they don't know who the coach is.
And is it going to work? We just assume they're going to insert a new coach and everything's going to be like it was last year. Guys, there's always this give and take in the NBA of when there's change, it takes a little bit of time. Listen, Dame, Achilles, done. Milwaukee, even if Giannis goes back, is not the same team. And this is why, like, I see this deal and I'm going, hello, Atlanta Hawks. Not that we won't do a deal. But this is what I'm talking about. Bring in somebody that can really complement what we already have. Put Bane on this team, Mike. He doesn't have to do anything except what he's doing, and he's going to do that in Orlando, and they're going to get better.
Let's not stand on ceremony. I am a necessary evil.
I'm sorry. Day-Day, you don't want to go down this rabbit hole? Because Carl knows I'll do 30 minutes of Bane. And then I don't know if that's good or bad.
Sounds good, though.
I know it's good. But anyway, so
you thought that... I thought that Ja Morant was my friend.
That's true. Like, I did, too.
I'm leaving this theatricality.
Yes. Yeah, man. That we were just talking off the air. The Memphis thing, it's like they were on the ascent. And, the off-the-court stuff, it is what it is. But it just seems like things went sideways.
Yeah.
And now they've lost elements. And it just seems like that's a team that could use a veteran, a guy to come in and really crack some skulls and get guys on the same page.
Absolutely. So, interesting over the weekend, that deal. Happened. We're going to talk with Naaman Hack from the Golf Channel. Yeah, man, no man's on the way as well. Happy Monday, everybody. Let's feel a little bit better about the Braves. I know it was the Rockies. It doesn't matter. You still have to go out and win these games. Yesterday was frustrating. I get it. But this Mets series, big. Philly series coming up, big. And I think we play the Mets, Marlins. We go down there, and then we get the Phillies, big.
Right.
All of that is division games.
I know that earlier last year, I was joking around the offseason. I said, let's go get Willie Adames. You know, and he's not hitting, you know what I mean? But he's still better than Nick Allen. You know, a couple of guys hit us up on the text line saying, we just can't roll Nick Allen out there anymore. You know, I mean, that's, you know, as far as his hitting, that's a great point. And the other aspect to this is, you know, you will get Profar back, but who even knows what Profar is going to be?
Yeah, you don't know.
You know?
Especially,
he better eats his spinach.
I hope he's a spark, because that was something that a guy just hit me up when I said about Strider and Michael Harris coming up here in 22 and being in, you know, an igniter to
right.
what ultimately took place, which was, you know, we go on a 65 and 27 stretch over the last 92 games and we get in. maybe Profar, and he said, Dukes, you're forgetting about Profar. Well, let's hope.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what he's going to be. I mean, I don't think that everything that happened last year is through his, you know, his Better Living Through Chemistry set, but he did have a career year, and he was juicing. So we'll see where that goes. I just look at the team, and you look back, and I mentioned 22 earlier in the last hour. If you go back and look the last 4 years, this nucleus has put up big numbers, is capable of making that run. But it's just so hard, unless you're like the most glass-half-full guy out there listening, to watch this Braves team. As Carl said, they slug and they bomb away on Friday. That's a bad Rockies team. But then the other night, they come up snake eyes, like on Sunday. The team just doesn't. There's no slugging. And if they don't hit home runs, they're incapable of winning.
Yeah. That's and you know, part of it was we came to life Friday. 12 runs, yeah. All right, more on the Braves coming up, but right now we got to talk some NFL. Let's get to 4th and 1. For the first time in several months, it seems like Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals are at least having conversations, Mike. They have resumed communication on his contract and his future with the team. Remember, this was the NFL sack leader last year, 17 and a half sacks in 2024, and he is saying, I still want a long-term contract extension. The problem, guys, is they paid Ja'Marr Chase. They paid their quarterback and Joe Burrow, both very deserving. But now, do you invest, Mike, this kind of money into a guy who's 30 years old and entering in the final year of his contract? And if you say, yeah, okay, great. So you're going to pay Trey.
Pay that man his money.
You're going to pay Trey a lot of money in the first 2 years of this deal, because by 34, right, you're going to tell me he's this productive?
See, that's the thing for a deep – I mean, it's like the movie Logan's Run. Once these guys hit 30, you know, they tail off. But he's never really had a sustained injury. He's never missed an extended period of time for the Bengals. So he's, you know – but as you said, it's just time is undefeated, father time. Do you really want to give this guy the coin? We had this great debate 2 weeks ago at Julio. Julio got this huge contract, highest paid wide receiver. He played 9 games the next year. And the following year, he was gone. So that is, unfortunately, this line that it just seems something that there's about what? I don't know, quantify it. 25% of guys have great careers after 30?
It's hard. Yeah. I just think it gets more and more difficult. And look
at that position specifically.
Yeah. Edge. You're talking about get off and bend and all the things that make you great. And he's been really good. I told you guys this, Saints fans high, that he was their best pass rusher when he was in New Orleans, which got him this deal in Cincinnati. But I just feel like if you're the Bengals, you got to be very careful about this, even though you want to show loyalty. Because, Mike, there are other guys on that team going, you ain't going to pay this guy?
Well, I mean, he's a heart and soul guy. By the way, we got a 32-year-old Leonard Floyd, who's been the model of consistency over his career, the last couple of years specifically, hoping that continues.
1 year, though.
But not on a multi-year, multi-million dollar deal.
That's it. You're not paying him a guarantee of $80 or $90 or $100 million. That is the difference, and that's what Hendrickson is looking for. He's like, look at all this work I've done. It's time for you guys to cut the check. We will see if that happens. Meanwhile, Saints signed Cam Akers, Mike, to a 1-year deal. Remember when Cam Akers came out?
I love that guy from FSU, and then he just got sideways with Sean McVay, and it's like, whoop! Next thing you know, it's kind of like his career kind of bounced around, and I always thought the guy had the ability to be that rock star big time. If not Derrick Henry, a Derrick Henry light.
But
we'll see what he does down there. Speaking of running backs, Chuba Hubbard, listen to this. You got to have goals in life. He tells the Charlotte Observer, their goal is to win the Super Bowl in Carolina.
Should be.
He says, if the goal isn't to make the playoffs and win a Super Bowl, you're selling yourself short. That's always been the goal. It's the goal this year. He goes, I think it's the closest we've ever been since I've been here. They certainly, look, they kicked our butt to end the season. They're feeling pretty good about Bryce Young. They really added some key pieces on the draft. Kind of like where they're at, too, in this division.
I do, too. And I even hate to say it, that, like, they will be better, in my opinion, than New Orleans this year. And then if they mess around, and I want to use another word,
right,
and beat us and beat the Bucs, they're going to be right in the mix for potentially probably a playoff a spot, or Mike, maybe even in this division. Because, again, it's always about trying to dominate your division. If you split with us and the Bucs, they're right there. So, look, I feel like they're improving and they're taking the right steps forward, but I have no problems with him saying that. And, by the way, he's pretty good back.
Right.
He's a pretty good running back.
Agile dude.
So, yeah, man, that's interesting. Here's the thing about the Cowboys, because I want you to hear this with Dak Prescott. It is 4th and 1, guys, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. This is the calm time, right? The calm before the storm. There'll be reports of contracts and things of that nature, but most teams, everybody's gone. Like, this is the downtime. And then teams start to work their way back in a few weeks. And, you know, in-house stuff starts going on. And as we said, then camp rolls around mid to mid-July or so. But this is Dak. He was asked about, you know, where the Cowboys are, Mike. Remember, he's got a new coach. Mm-hmm. Well, at least head coach. He's been in the building. Brian Schottenheimer, and he was talking about, you know, his wants of being a champion.
I want to win a championship. The legacy, the things, whatever comes after I finish playing will take care of itself. Be damned if it's just for my legacy or for this team, for my personal being, for my sanity. Yeah, the legacy will take care of itself. I have to stay where my feet are.
Okay. He wants to win a championship. Look, he's saying you win a chip, the legacy obviously right. follows you, right? Troy Aikman is Troy Aikman because he won three in Dallas. That's a given. You win one, you become one of the greats, and that's what this is.
You know, it's funny. You got a team that's got everything in place for the most part. And Dak Prescott gets injured. And not many teams can suffer the loss of a starting quarterback and not be able to, you know, do it. One of the few exceptions was how good Cleveland had the pieces around it. So where Flacco could lead them 2 years ago. Most teams were dead. You know, we're in a situation, heaven forbid, we'd actually be in a good spot with the Cousins for the time being. But speaking of Dallas, Myles Garrett was on a podcast in Dallas, asked about the pending contract for Micah Parsons.
Uh-oh.
And I thought this was pretty good, man. Support your fellow pass rusher. I think he deserves whatever he's earned. Once I got the chance to train with him, I've seen his work ethic. I know how he attacks, the weights, the running. He's 100% committed. He's got that level of dedication. He goes, yes, he deserves the big contract.
And he's going to get it. Listen, Jerry can be loyal to a fault, but I don't think anybody would debate what Micah Parsons has meant. First team, you know, all pro, comes in, makes a splash with the league, Mike. It's not Micah Parsons' fault. Those years they won 12 games that they didn't do more in the playoffs. But what is this deal going to look like? Because Myles Garrett, right, did he not reset the market? I think Parsons is 25, 26 years old, so he's going to get a monster deal when it comes time. And by the way, the Hendrickson deal could affect his as well. What are they going to give Trey if they end up paying Trey? So you start to look at these edge rushers and you say, okay, what's the going rate right now? You're still talking upwards of what? Potentially $180-$200 million.
Be the highest paid non-quarterback.
Yeah.
So then, and then it gets us back to the good news with us. Hopefully, we've got the guys in James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker that are going to be doing some great work, and we have to worry about contracts for 4 years. But they got to hit the ground running. And that's part of your business model. You got young guys that are killing it, and you're not paying them a fortune to play the elite position of edge rusher.
Yeah. Look, I don't know what that number is going to be, but I've always thought like Jerry should have paid him. This year, before going into this season, you say, what? You've proven already. 3 years all pro. We're good. We know what you are. But they always wait. And then as they wait, the number continues to go up.
We're still evaluating. Now, we understand he has an intrinsic value to the Cowboys. We're just not prepared at this juncture to monetize it. What?
Now, if that's not something Jerry would say. It sounds like something Jerry would say when he's doing those Dallas interviews. And then it gets back to, we started talking about Dak Prescott. This is the year. Now, if Schottenheimer, by the way, I'll be a monkey's uncle if Schottenheimer turns, the Cowboys into Super Bowl contenders because they've always been over right here at this level. Schottenheimer is probably the most uncompelling hire because he was there with the previous coach. He could have just kept the coach. It made no sense. But maybe he's got some things he's wanted to do that now he can implement as head coach to get the most out of Dak. Because to me, the only thing that keeps the Cowboys from ever doing anything is Dak not choking in the playoffs.
Yeah. And last year, remember, he came here, got hurt, was done. Right.
And that's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote. So, but that would be the case, I think, for any team that loses their starting quarterback. We'll see what happens. Lots of other stuff going on around the NFL, guys. We'll keep you updated. But the contract stuff is going to be the most interesting. Like Terry McLaurin with the Commanders. Are they going to pay him?
Because there's still some. I saw that story last week on Pro Football Talk about what if they swapped, Ayuk for him with the two unhappy wide receivers for each other. We'll see. And also, did you mention the Missouri deal? Arrowhead's like iconic. They're going to pump some money into it. Both the Royals and the Chiefs are going to get apparently an aid package from the state of Missouri.
Good for them. Look, they're not going anywhere.
Right.
They're not leaving. Too much loyalty there. That would never happen. But they do need updated stadiums. All right. When we come back, Damon Hack from the Golf Channel. It was incredible to see how he won it. We'll get Damon's opinion on the Open, the course, and so much more coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Let's talk about what happened at the U.S. Open over the weekend at Oakmont. It is Dukes and Bell. Our buddy Damon Hack was there. And Damon, I know it's been a busy weekend for you, brother, but we appreciate you because we want your perspective on this. And I want to start with Mike and I were having a conversation about just the watching this, right, from a standpoint of, was it appeasing, you know, to the fans that like to see what I consider clean golf, right? And you saw all the challenges these guys had to overcome. And he was not necessarily, you know, he didn't like it. I said these guys overcoming all of these challenges is what made it special. But I think the payoff at the end also got me, you know, it captured my attention with J.J. Spahn winning it the way he did. What did you think about the 4 days at Oakmont and how difficult it was as we saw the best golfers in the world challenged like no other?
So true, gentlemen. It's great to be back with you. It's been a minute, man. I got to say that this was a philosophical change for the U.S. Open. It's always been billed as the toughest test, but over the last decade or so, we've seen the courses gradually get a little easier. In fact, there was a graduated rough. You know, you think about early 2000s, Wingfoot 06. It was a step cut. The U.S. Open and the USGA have decided to go back to the old school 1970s, make the golf course as hard as possible. That was always the reputation for the U.S. Open for years. They got away from it. They came back to Oakmont, which is considered the hardest golf course in America, if not the world. And to have the rain, which made it dicey. And there were moments on Sunday where it looked like it was over the edge. On 11, double by Burns, double by Adam Scott. On 15, forcing Sam Burns to play from a questionable lie. It may have been casual water, but I think the USGA is going to err on the side of making it difficult. The payoff was unbelievable. The guy who started the tournament on Sunday with five straight fives, five over on his first six holes, kept his head, hit the best shots down the stretch, had the stoic face, didn't get rattled, had the reboot during the rain delay, and I think ultimately, despite it not being beautiful, birdie fest, eagle roars, the right guy won.
I mean, there's always these guys that that's their moment and that's their tournament, and he may never win another tournament in his life, but I think most guys, most Americans were pulling for this guy down the stretch. I had Tyrrell Hatton in my Calcutta, so that's where I was, Damon, and boy, did he implode, because I thought everything was kind of setting up for him to win it.
It was, and he was a little bit upset about the break on 17. He knows he didn't hit as good of a tee shot, for example, as J.J. Spahn did, but his ball ends up on a downslope in that rough. He's not able to get the ball onto the green, and you know, he's thinking he should walk off making potentially a birdie or a par, and instead he's dropping shots. That's the essence of what the old-school U.S. Open used to be, and it's funny. I was talking to my mom. My mom was like, this golf course is too hard. It's too brutal.
Yes.
There's a segment of golf fans that did not enjoy watching the tournament because they want to see the best players in the world doing incredible things. You know, like Rory. Think about Rory's shot on 15 at Augusta. Sure, he pulls it left, but he has an opportunity to hit this huge, high, slinging hook shot to a few feet. If it's a U.S. Open, he's punching out sideways. And people got a little bit tired, I think, of seeing the punch out sideways. But you know what? There's a reason that Oakmont hosted a record 10th U.S. Open. There's a reason it's become one of three anchor sites, along with Pebble and Pinehurst. Mm-hmm. It's because the U.S. Open wants to be the golf tournament where the players aren't embarrassed, aren't punished, but that the best players are identified. That was always their old philosophy. They're getting back to that now.
Damon Hatt, Golf Channel guys, here with us on the show. Tell me what you think about Phil. He doesn't make the cut. And where's he at this point in his career?
Gosh, it was so interesting watching him this week. This man could have been a latter-day Arnold Palmer, but for his move to LIV, people just aren't sure how they feel about him. He had a really strong couple of days. It looked like he might sneak into the weekend. Instead, he imploded in his final couple of holes on Friday, and now his exemption from winning the PGA Championship in 2021, as far as the U.S. Open is concerned, has run out. He would need a special exemption to compete in the U.S. Open next year at Shinnecock Hills, unless he, for example, plays great next year at Augusta. It's strange seeing someone who I think could have had the golf world really in his back pocket in terms of write your own ticket, Phil. Do you want to be a Tom Brady, an announcer? You could have written your own ticket. Instead, I think that the golf higher-ups, the Cognoscenti, the governing bodies aren't very sure how they feel about Phil. It's a sad situation in some cases. I'd be surprised if the USGA extended Phil a special exemption if he doesn't earn it in his own right.
It seems like the only guy, as Damon Hatt joins us, guys, from the Golf Channel, the only guy who's above the criticism for joining LIV is Bryson DeChambeau. I know that Brandel Chambly's got his mean on for John Rahm, and that never seems to end. But it seems like DeChambeau's the one guy, and unfortunately, he was just terrible this week.
He was terrible this week, but he's also been the one guy who's been consistently contending in major championships. Mm-hmm. You know, runner-up at the PGA last year, had a great week at Augusta last year, and, of course, winning his second U.S. Open last year, beating Rory McIlroy, breaking his heart, getting up and down from the bunker on the 72nd hole at Pinehurst 1 year ago, and contending this year in major championships. He's the one guy who seems the most comfortable with who he is. The move to LIV allowed him to do things outside the ropes, off the course, be that YouTube guy who's hitting, you know, wedge shots over his house and inviting people to participate in kind of creator-type, Twitch-type, TikTok-type activity. He seems more comfortable in his own skin than maybe anybody that left the PGA Tour for LIV. He's become a transcendent type of athlete, and I think that that's why I think the golf world has forgiven him to a certain extent, because winning takes care of a lot. The right. game hasn't faltered, unlike Cameron Smith, unlike Brooks Koepka, unlike John Rahm, unlike Phil, et cetera, et cetera.
Damon, I think he's still the best. The stats tell us as much, and whenever he's atop the leaderboard, I always say what's going on with Scottie Scheffler. And he didn't play terrible. I mean, but he still was tied for seventh. I mean, he's three shots off of being in second in this course. I mean, like, I look at this, and to me, it's like Scheffler, as good as he's been, and I still, you tell me if I'm wrong, I think he's the best guy out there. But even this course got to Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, he had a horrible putting week. It's just that simple. The short putts that he's gotten more accustomed to making over the last couple of years, he missed a good half dozen, if not more, putts inside 10 feet. That's the critical distance, especially in a U.S. Open. It's the greens of Oakmont that are the most devilish, hard to read, make you uncomfortable. Even with the rain that fell, the greens maintained their integrity in terms of really causing some problems for the best players in the world, including the number one player in the world. Had he had his usual putting week, he wins by 3 or 4 shots. Instead, he really struggled on the green, struggled a little bit with his ball striking as well. And despite those struggles, another top 10, he's become as consistently great a player since we've seen since Tiger Woods.
It's Damon Hatt, guys, from the Golf Channel, talking about the U.S. Open at Oakmont. I didn't like it. He joins us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Sam Burns, you know, he's a top 25 golfer. He's won on tour. He was probably the victim of the worst luck as far as just maybe like a foot here, a foot there, and maybe he's up there at the end for a tie.
I think so, too. This is someone who had a chance to win the RBC Canadian Open a week before, missed a five-footer, fell in that playoff to Ryan Fox, gets back on the horse, staying with Scottie Scheffler and his family, their best friends, and it looked like this would be the week that Sam would kind of write his own story. Instead, for the last few years, it's been, oh, you're Scottie's best friend, you both have baby boys, your wives are very close, you guys always stay together, whether it's during the FedEx Cup playoffs in Memphis or Atlanta or on the road for a U.S. Open outside Pittsburgh. And it looked like he had a chance to kind of say, okay, I'm not just Scottie Scheffler's, you know, Robin. I am a great player and a major champ in my own right. Being in that final group didn't look very comfortable. Even after the rain delay, he had that, you know, the toughest shot, which was that eighth hole, the par three. And then it really started to fall apart for him on that par four 11th hole. And then the 15th hole doesn't get relief that he was seeking from the USGA. Two different officials say you have to play out of this lie from the fairway. He thought he was standing in casual water. Hits a snap hook to the left, makes another double bogey, just did not quite handle that difficult back nine. And meanwhile, J.J. Spahn was the steady Eddie in that second couple hours of that golf championship.
And now, Damon, the final major, it's at Port Rush. They were there, 6 years ago? That was Shane Lowry. He won. He missed a cut this year at the U.S. Open. He was struggling mightily. So who's got the hot hand? Some of the Europeans? Who do you like over there in Northern Ireland?
Yeah, I think, you know, the runner-up this past week, Bob McIntyre, who's won both on the PGA Tour and on the DP World Tour, who's finished, you know, runner-up to J.J. Spahn. I just was reading his social media page, and he talks about the confidence that he gained from competing so well at Oakmont. Says he lives for being on the business end of a major championship with a chance to win. And good on him for applauding. He's sitting there watching J.J. Spahn from the clubhouse, watching his heart get ripped out as, you know, he's got a two-putt to beat Bob McIntyre. He won putts, and there's Bob looking at the camera and saying, you know what, I'm going to applaud this. Good on him for hitting the shots down the stretch required. But the lefty from Oban, Scotland, has a lot of game. It's a Ryder Cup year. Robert McIntyre is a sneaky good pick for Royal Port Rush next month.
Yeah, and by the way, Tour Championship here at Eastlake in Atlanta, August 21st to the 24th. You mentioned the Ryder Cup, September 26th to the 28th up in New York, Bethpage State Park. I want to ask you this. Now, this wasn't the Golf Channel per se, but and I don't know if you were aware of this. Maybe you were. So the rain delay happens, right? And I'm like, And then they turn on the 2008 Open with Rocco Mediate and Tiger. And Damon, I'm like, okay, I can get into this, even though I know how what happens. You know what I mean?
2008.
Yes, right. I know how this ends, and I'm sitting there like I had never watched it before because it was so amazing to watch that third round again before they go to the playoff. And Tiger, you know, he's got one leg. It was unbelievable.
I loved seeing it. That's an NBC decision. Tommy Roy, who's a producer I've worked with quite a bit the last couple of years. I mean, and I saw some people criticizing the decision on social media.
No.
And I'm thinking, yeah, why not put on one of the most popular athletes of the last century and put him on Height of Power, hobbling around San Diego in that compelling duel against Rocco Mediate? Of course the producers are going to put Tiger Woods on. Even what, we're talking 17 years later, still some of the compelling TV, and you're not the only person, Carl, who said, man, I want to know how this thing is going to end, even though we all knew how it was going to end.
It's great.
Yeah, see, and there you go. See, Torrey Pines, that's a great setting, unlike Oakmont.
Okay, would you stop it? Mike hated it. Damon, I know you've had a great week, man. Long weekend, brother. Get some rest, and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Carl and Mike, you're the best. Great catching up with you.
Yeah, thanks, man. Brother.
Good stuff. And it is fun. I don't know how many of you stayed tuned, but I saw that, and I literally was like, well, there's nothing else on. It's Father's Day. I'm doing stuff at the house, and I'm like, leave this on. It was great. We forget how great that was.
And again, guys, that's Carl's point. Tiger had like no cartilage in his knees, hopping around on one leg, Rocco Mediate, grinding. Unbelievable. Don't have the ratings, by the way. And that will be the harbinger, or the arbiter
for
of
yesterday?
This. Yeah, we'll see what the numbers look like. Generally, that's a good Father's Day. Hang around the TV, watch that, watch some golf.
All right, man. Coming up, yeah, man, no man's on the way. Happy Monday, everybody.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dukes and Bell. Oh, man. Thanks to Damon Hatt. Watch him on the Golf Channel. He's great, man. Hey, man, hope you're having a great day. We certainly are, coming off of a long weekend of celebrating Dad, celebrating Father's Day. Mike, I'm curious. I don't know if you watched any of it. Did you see any of the military parade? Did you watch any of this?
Nope. I mean, Carl and I were just talking. This was one weekend where I was pretty much off the grid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. I mean, because, you know, you go to Alabama, you pick up an hour, and you lose about 25 years. But no, we just literally kind of just tuned out. And I was basically like, just other than watching the Braves on my phone,
yeah,
that was about it. You know? I mean, and the golf, I just watched the final round.
I'm with you. The final round. Saturday we were out going all day. Abe was talking about.
It was also kind of like a nice mental health break because Bo Morgan always talked about it from the morning shifts. And you squid million. Mm-hmm. He talks about social media. And out of last day, after he asked us some questions, and yeah, man, no man. Sometimes it's nice just to take like a 48-hour mental health break from social media. Because there's just nothing but bad news and just awful people saying awful things, reacting to other things. So it's kind of nice just get away from it.
Well, you know what's funny? Because, again, everybody thinks that social media has been around for 55 years, and it hasn't. Okay? Again, iPhone came out in 07. What did we do before these damn phones?
We had actual human interaction.
I mean, seriously.
Actual human interaction.
What did we do before? Like, and I say that not to be like a jerk or, you know, oh, well, you're on your phone. Yeah, we're all on our phones. It's how we operate now. But I just, you know, to your point about taking a break, you ask a kid, ask your kid, son, daughter, put your phone down for the weekend. What do you mean? Put my phone down for a weekend? Right.
They'll call defects on you. I mean, child abuse.
They lose their minds.
Right.
How am I supposed to communicate with anybody? Okay. Yeah. I don't know what we did. I just don't know what we did.
I got a kick out of those phones you're advertising now. A phone without social media for your child.
But
so if you really want to see your kid get his butt kicked in school, get him one of those phones.
And the reason why I asked you that is because I've been asked that, and I said, because, you know, my dad was Army military, and it's great to celebrate the Army. I didn't watch any of it. I didn't see any of it. So I was curious if you did, because I did not either. Right. All right, man, we got to get to Yeah Man, No Man. Day-Day, what's going on, man?
All right, guys. Happy Monday. Happy, as you mentioned earlier, Carl, belated Father's Day to all the dads. Hope you had a great, great weekend. Want to give a shout out to my wife and kids. Hooked your boy up nicely. Nice little brunch yesterday.
Nice.
Nice gifts. Big old nothing but bundt cake. I mean, this thing is, and it's moist, it's heavy. So
say
you
moist
know it's
again
good.
For all the women out there.
Moist. Don't do it.
Now, was it had any chocolate drizzle on it? Just
it had a kind of like a cream deal going on there. So, yeah, very hooked it up. So,
important the
shout
cake
out to them.
Is moist.
Yes, got to have a moist cake, fellas. Anyway,
by the way, few words make my women in my life squirm more than the word moist. Right. My wife, my sister, my mom. Stop saying that.
Mike, you'll be proud of me. Carl, you probably will too, because yesterday, as you know, we're in that time of the year where it's slow. Right? Braves played. They were done because they had the early game.
Right.
I actually found myself going back and forth between the Indy race in St. Louis and I think one of the college baseball games.
Right. Okay. Indy race
but
is
then
great,
I actually
by the way.
Stuck to the Indy race for more than I thought I would. And to your point, great race. I got a lot of questions, and we can get to them offline that I had. But I wanted you guys to hear this audio for my first Yeah Man, No Man.
He can get back on track.
Oh, no.
Our camera guy is there.
Welcome back to St. Louis, where we've had two crashes today. One for Devin DeFrancesco, one for our cameraman, Bama, Kevin Hinsley, reported to be okay. The camera, possibly not so much.
So the driver's going, trying to get to his pit.
Right.
And the camera guy's hot on his heels.
Yes, hot on his heels and didn't realize that the driver was going to stop, runs into him, and you just see the camera and fall down to the side.
Francesco stops, and the camera guy goes ass over tea kettle.
It's hilarious. It's terrible.
Yeah, man, no man. Maybe they should be a little more, restrictive, I guess, to how close you got these cameramen running on the course, on
that's
the track.
Fox attitude, Carl, right in the face. You know what I mean? It's like they're going to get right up on it and see what's going on. And unfortunately, as you said, I mean, the camera guy's running at full clip following the driver, dramatic, watching him trying to get back to the pits. And,
yeah.
And it's just complete, a total wipeout, man. I mean, in the future, you give him maybe a few more yards.
Right.
We want this access, though, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the issue. We want the access of, I want to be in the driver's seat. I want to be in those meetings. I want to be on the headset. I want to hear everything that's going on. We feel more inside of those races when we have that access. They're not going to get more restricted. It's not going to be more restricted. If anything, it's going to be more open.
Right.
To give us even more access because they know that we crave it and we want it. I used to say, I always thought, like, that's too close.
Right.
Oh, somebody's going to get hurt. We don't care now. It doesn't matter. Like, as long as we get the pictures we want, the audio we need, I don't even know if it matters. And, Mike, isn't it good for the sport?
Yes, it's great for the sport. And, again, this is what they should be doing after Indy. They should go right to a night race like this. It's dramatic.
Right.
They never build on the momentum from the Indy 500. They went up to Detroit to the road course that they had after that. So this one was kind of cool. Their Newgarden wreck with Foster was something else, too.
Yeah.
Car goes upside down right there on the front stretch.
Yeah. And I will say the view for me that is the most exciting is the view, especially for Indy cars, is the one where you're in the driver's seat. I love that view. Like some of the other ones, I don't really care too much for the wide shots.
Right.
You know, you put me in that driver's seat, man, and you feel, you know, we got these big TVs nowadays, so it's a great feel.
The guys at Sky Sport that cover F1, Carl and I talk about it all the time, they put the production level in like, you know, Fox or CBS would for the NFL.
That's right.
You know,
right.
Multiple cameras to Damian's point. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. All right, next up, obviously, again, we're in the midst of the College World Series, and UCLA Still alive. In fact, they'll be in action, I believe, today when they – who are they going to take on? I think they may take on LSU. I can't remember. But anyway, long story short, they're one of the only remaining teams that has a roster not built off of transfers. It's majority sophomores and one or two guys that are on the roster that did transfer in, maybe three total. But my yeah man, no man for this, they give hope that college athletics can have programs that can be dominant and successful without having to rely on the portal and so much NIL to land top recruits.
So what program is this again?
UCLA, who won it back in 2013. So it's been a minute for them.
It has.
But last year, I want to say they was kind of, or it might have been 2023, where they kind of got back into the mix. But again, these guys now that are sophomores, they were on that. So it would have been last year, the 2024.
I think of the travel element now, and they're in the Big Ten.
Yep.
It's a lot of grind.
Yeah, look, I think it depends on the sport, Day-Day. I don't know if you can do this. Look, the new rules have limited or will limit rosters, right? We know this now in college football. I still feel like that particular – I'm talking about college football. You still have to recruit, and the foundation of your program has to be that as you supplement, right? You can't just do, again, what Dion or some of these other programs have done and do it every year and turn the roster over. To get better, you can. But I do feel like with certain sports, you can do this and not have to worry about the portal if you bring in the right people.
Right.
If you bring in the right guys or gals, for that matter. So, you know, we've been spending a lot of time talking about softball. I mean, listen, the portal's open for everybody to do this. I just think, like, certain sports, you could do that. I don't know if you could do it with football.
Okay.
What he said. Yeah, I mean, because baseball, you know, baseball, I do think we saw it in women's softball where they got $1 million to get that pitcher from Stanford to go to a Texas Tech. Yeah. But that's good for you. Maybe I'll be pulling for the Bruins. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I would say I like seeing it in baseball because baseball is the one sport, unfortunately, where you do have a lot of older guys.
Yes, you do.
Still playing, especially with the COVID year and all that. So you got a lot of older guys. So to me, it was kind of cool to see that, again, that you got a team full of sophomores.
How long is this COVID year going to last, by the way?
This should be it.
I think this is it.
Yeah, huh? I think
now,
this
again, for those
it.
Who are not familiar, guys that were basically under scholarship, you got like a gap year, basically.
Right. Yeah.
So that's why we saw guys in the NFL draft, they're now 25.
But you know, it's like, how about, it's 2029 and he had a COVID year. Wait a minute.
Because if you had a COVID year and you had a medical red shirt, then you tacked on 2, maybe 3 years.
Right. Well, now you know what's going to be interesting is the rule they passed with the JUCOs. Remember, now you still get all 4 years of eligibility if you go to a JUCO.
Yeah, which
so
is
now
crazy.
You're still going to see guys 23,
that's
24
true.
Years old, you know, if they decide to go that route. So, all right, last one for you guys. Let's have some fun with this one. Of course, again, this is that time of the year, slow sports. It's a good time to catch up on movies, rewatch a movie love. One movie for me, I've got several that anytime it's on, I'll stop and I'll watch it. I don't care how many times I've seen it. And that one, one of those is Inception, Christopher Nolan starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah. Gordon Levitt.
Personally, I love it. Yeah, man, no, man. Inception is Christopher Nolan, a top three film for him.
Well, me and Carl, Carl will comment after I comment, but we are huge Christopher Nolan guys. Love, I mean, going all the way back, like Memento, all the way back. I mean, everything this guy does, I dig. Even though I had to watch Interstellar twice to figure out what the hell was going on. But yeah, I'll watch Inception anytime it's on. Yeah. One of my favorite movies.
Hands down, same.
Yeah. I love Tenet. I think if you didn't have COVID,
I did watch Tenet.
Would have been bigger in the theaters.
I agree with you. I thought it was really good too. Christopher Nolan, right. Time is his thing.
Right.
Yep. Right. On all of his movies, it's something related to something in time. It's funny you say this because I just started watching this, and so my daughter's home for the summer. She's in college, and it was funny because she walked in and she was like, "Are you watching Stranger Things?" And I was like, "Yeah, season 5 comes out in the fall,
right?
It's the finale. It's the final season." And I think they're going to do it like all these damn TV shows. They're going to two parts.
Right.
So they're going to release some of the episodes, and then we got to wait till like December to get the last part. But I just started watching, and I found myself, one episode, two episodes, three. Next thing, season 2. I'm like, I just went through season 1. But I forgot, and I'm only saying this to your point about certain movies and why they attract you or series. The nostalgia in Stranger Things, man, is just so fun.
Yeah.
To see these kids at that point in their lives. riding bikes, like stuff we used to do, and just the games that they were playing and how innocent it was. And then obviously the show is great if you've never seen it. But like, I'm rewatching it so I can get myself prepared for the final season, because it's probably been 3 or 4 years since I watched it.
Hey, by the way, the next Christopher Nolan, it's still in production, comes out next year, is his version of The Odyssey.
Ooh.
With Matt Damon is going to play Odysseus.
Ooh.
So on the journey back from the Trojan War.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Well, yeah, again, Inception, all-time favorite for me.
No doubt.
Funny thing, talking about those nostalgia films, kind of, we made the boys watch Teen Wolf this weekend.
What'd they think? Corny? They thought it was corny.
No, they thought it was funny. Like, and there that's the crazy part, because as adults, we're looking at this going like, they got this 32-year-old guy playing a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
You know what I watched the other day? And my wife and I, it was a rainy day, because it's been raining like every other weekend. The Breakfast Club was on.
Oh, nice.
And it, not all of it stood the test of time.
No.
If I'm honest. Yeah. You know, there were some elements where you're like, really?
Well, a lot of those films from back then, early 80s, were great.
And also, basically, that John Hughes only knew white suburban Chicago for everything that he did in his movies.
No, that's true. Yeah. That's a great point.
All right, that's what I got, guys, for Yeah, Man, No Man for Monday.
Good stuff. Risky Business?
Oh, love it. Yeah, who's a U-boat commander? Remember the Porsche goes in the lake?
I mean, I don't know why.
Sometimes
that was,
you have to just say, what the
blank. Right. That was on a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, I hadn't seen Risky Business in forever. All right, man, we got
being chased by Guido the Killer Pimp, and I'm getting a trigonometry test tomorrow.
When he comes home and all the stuff is in the front yard. All right, we got to come back. Our man from Dog Nation is going to join us. Connor Riley, guys. We'll get you caught up on the latest with the dogs and everything that's happening. Braves win the series over the weekend. They get a day off. Big series starting tomorrow at Truist Park. We're going to dive back into that as well in the 4 o'clock hour.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.